This is It's the Beat on a mighty 1290 coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode, hey, Karen.
Hey, Jode.
How are you?
Great week.
I mean, beautiful weather.
Yeah, beautiful. Nice week. We like it.
Yeah, we like it. We love it.
Yeah. Jode, I have a question. When you're in the shower...
Oh, careful.
Do you...
Okay, yes.
Wait, do you get your best ideas when you're in the shower? Well, I mean, how can we take... Michael's okay. Laughing. But there's this article here, and it says, why do our best ideas come to us in the shower? Now, first of all, I don't even take a shower. I take baths.
Oh, okay, because I got a little nervous, because I sit next to you in the studio.
I know.
So far, so good. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
But you know what they mean.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything's blocked out.
Yeah.
From the noise and the...
Yeah. Is there research showing that something about the shower?
Yeah, that it does. Yeah.
Oh, that's where you get your best ideas?
Yeah, because you're daydreaming. It relaxes the frontal cortex. Isn't that interesting?
I like it.
Your brain is not most active when you're focused on a task. That's like if you're at work focusing on a task.
Yeah. So think about it. If you're at work, we have showers in our office. That's perfect. I can go down the hall. I can take a shower and I'll knock it out of the park in our next board meeting. It'll be fabulous.
Oh, my God. No, that makes sense with me. Like, it's like when I go to sleep and I'm sitting there before I go to sleep, these great, like every, you know, I'm relaxing and these things come in my head and I have to get up and write a song, which is, you know, totally defeats the purpose of going to sleep. But
right.
Anyway,
you never sleep anyway, Karen.
No, you're right. But the creative sparks come at that time. It's interesting.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I like it.
Look at these creative people that would do weird things like
Beethoven.
Yeah. Okay,
he started his day just like you and I, by making coffee.
Oh, and 60 beans per cup. Okay.
I love it.
But Benjamin Franklin, early to bed, early to rise. But like Freud, these are like productivity tips, okay? Freud went into the office. He got a daily beard trimming every day from his barber, and then he started work. That's weird.
So funny. I like that Ernest Hemingway wrote
Standing Up.
Maya Angelou is incapable of writing in pretty surroundings. She prefers working in nondescript hotel rooms.
Wow.
You see her at a Super 8 writing some great poem.
Yeah.
Travel Lodge. There's Maya Angelou again.
And then Truman Capote said, I can't think unless I'm lying down.
I remember that quote.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I think it's great.
Oh, my God. When Igor Stravinsky felt blocked, he'd stand on his head to clear his mind. How funny.
I know. I love these little things. After dinner, Mark Twain read the day's writing aloud to his family to get their feedback.
Okay.
So Mark Twain he just wanted his family's buy-in. That's okay.
Yeah, and then Anne Rice, she wrote Interview with the Vampire. She slept all day and worked all night.
Well, I'll tell you who worked.
Elvis did that. He slept all day.
Worked all night, which is what we do.
I know. I'd like to do that.
I know. Where do I sign up? Oh, my gosh. That's the truth. Getting up for these darn, kickboxing classes at 6, 5:30 a.m.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
you're
seriously.
Looking good, though.
Yeah, but I should really be a size 2 by now.
All right.
So
you're working at it.
I'm working at it.
But, Jody, something so sad for you.
Did you see this?
About the Kardashians.
Oh, no. Because Karen always, for our listeners, Karen always discusses where she tries to interweave something about the Kardashians.
I'm so sorry.
Because she knows it just bugs me. Yeah.
Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner, who's the mom of all the girls.
Yes.
They have separated, Jody.
Oh.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Aren't you sad?
I am sad. I'm even more sad that the E! Channel, I hear, may cancel the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Which I thought was their, number one show.
Not anymore.
Okay.
I watch it every once in a while. It's sort of gotten worse. His family's on it, and it's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's fine with us, right? Especially fine with you if it's canceled.
And
who is the sexiest woman alive besides us, Jode?
Well... It's true.
Besides
I think
us.
She comes really probably comes in a close third. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I agree.
She's beautiful.
Very sexy.
Yeah, and she has a very low voice.
Yeah.
And so she's just everything about her.
Yeah.
She kind of reminds me of, in a way, a very different version, but kind of that Kathleen Turner. Remember Kathleen Turner was very
was
sexy.
In that one movie,
strong.
Remember? Body Heat.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Was she sexy in that?
Yeah. So Scarlett Johansson is kind of sweeter, softer, but similar. Kind of similar.
She appreciates it because she's 28 and she thinks, she won't be voted that much longer.
Yeah.
But,
so,
Jode, what a great show today.
I know.
It's really inspiring show with Who's our first guest, Jody?
Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't he great?
This,
or isn't he great, I should
mean,
say.
This man sounds so exciting. I cannot wait to interview him. Simon Winchester, who's a world-renowned
author.
And the
accent.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to
talk to him. He's got a new book coming out.
Yep, and it is titled The Men Who United the States. So we'll talk to him about that.
Wonderful.
And then our next guest.
Ryan J. Thomas. He is an adorable magician if you want somebody at your party.
Yeah.
He's great.
He did a trick.
He will do a trick for us.
He also has another profession, so we're going to find out about that. And then closing the show is our dear, lovely Rachel Jacobson from Filmstreams.
Yeah. Isn't she
wonderful?
I cannot
wait to speak to her.
About all the movies at Filmstreams.
I know it. I can't wait. So stay tuned for Simon Winchester. Can't wait to speak to
him.
Me
too.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
It's The Beat, supported by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, now showing Short Term 12, the drama about at-risk youth starring Brie Larson and Peter Gallagher Jr. Come see why so many people have fallen in love with Enough Said, the new romantic comedy starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus and the late James Gandolfini. Don't miss the 2013 Local Filmmaker Showcase featuring six films beginning Thursday, October 17th. There's Alexander Payne Presents, the fall repertoire series curated by the Omaha Native Oscar-winning writer-director. There's even more coming up at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find out more and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org. The Filmstream's Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes, or to buy tickets online. Filmstream's Forever Young Family and Children's Series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
Dial Retirement Communities is senior living redesigned. Lifestyle programs and amenities at Elkridge Village, Fountain View, and Bridgewood cater to the young at heart. It's our goal to ensure our residents love the way they live. Experience one of our premier communities firsthand. Visit drcomaha.com. Dial Retirement Communities, committed to superior health and well-being, extraordinary service, and compassionate care since 1959. Love the way you live. drcomaha.com.
Hyundai's cost less at Todd Archer Hyundai. And right now, save even more during our model year-end closeout. The new 2014s are on their way, so we need to make room. While they last, every new 2013 Hyundai on the lot has been marked with additional discounts. Like a 2013 Hyundai Elantra GLS was $18,045, now just $14,700. Or how about a 2013 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport? Was $25,910, now only $22,700. And at Todd Archer Hyundai, we offer even more value with 0% financing and cash rebates up to $4,500. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 10 years and 100,000 miles, and Hyundai Assurance. Easy on-the-spot financing is available regardless of past credit history. We can even finance your tax and license. Stop by and check out our huge selection of over 120 new Hyundais or visit us online at ToddArcherHyundai.com. But you've got to hurry. The model year-end closeout ends soon. Todd Archer Hyundai, where you always get more for less.
Plus qualified for all manufacturing incentives. Rebates vary by model. Prices plus tax, title, license, CDO for details.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, we're back, and we are so honored today to have Simon Winchester with us. He is a best-selling author, and he's world-renowned, and his new book is The Men Who United the States. Hello, Simon.
Well, hello. How are you?
Hello, Simon. Welcome to the studio. We're speaking
Thank you very much.
Simon. Simon is at his home on the East Coast, and so While we would have loved to have him join us in the studio, he's joining us via the phone.
Right. And we love your voice, Simon.
Thank you so much.
So, Simon,
I love yours too.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. It's a mutual admiration club.
Right.
And the interview's over. So, Simon, the title I think is so intriguing: "The Men Who United the States: America's Explorers, Inventors, Eccentrics, and Mavericks, and the Creation of One Nation Indivisible." What an incredibly heavy title, number one. But
yeah.
Tell us what's behind the title.
Well, I mean, first of all, especially as I'm speaking to two women, I suppose I should apologize that it's not the men and women that united the States.
Right.
Because
yeah.
the story,
the man.
With the single exception of
one.
Weir,
yeah.
is almost entirely masculine. So if I've lost you two already, then I'm in
trouble. That's what, it's because they were home, you know, trying to cook and clean for the men.
Well, exactly.
So.
That's right. Well, it's separate because that was back, you know, before, you know, women could vote,
right.
and we're okay
but,
with that.
But what it is, although I have to say that this title was given to me by my wife, who said, oh, so you're writing a book about the men who united the States. And I said, my sweet, you're absolutely right, and
wow.
that's the perfect title for the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about the people who, from Lewis and Clark onwards, right up to the chaps that invented the internet, who knit this country together. Because the big question, at least the big question for me, is how did this extraordinary sort of mongrel nation, full of people of all colors and creeds and religions and lifestyle preferences and so forth, how did it become united in a way that, for instance, Europe and Russia and Africa and even Canada are manifestly not united? How has this country managed to anneal itself together and, with the single exception of what happened in the 1860s, remain united throughout? That's the sort of underlying thing. And so who are the people that helped to do it?
Which is so fascinating. And
really?
your narrative is organized into five sections. So each corresponds to one of the classical elements: wood, earth, water, fire, and metal.
And that's because I lived in China for a long time, and I think the sort of importance to humankind, at least when seen through Eastern eyes, of these five elements makes a great deal of sense. And as it happened, organizing it that way, and believe you me, to write about such a massive subject as this requires some sort of firm organization, it actually seemed to work. Because when you think of, for instance, wood, then remember Lewis and Clark, sailing their way in their little wooden canoes through the great primeval wooden forests of America and building wooden campfires and stockades made of pine wood and so on and so forth. Then came the geologists who were looking at the earth to discern what America was made of. And then there were the people that were going up the rivers and canalizing the Erie Canal and the Chicago Canal and making the Mississippi flow, you know, less eccentrically than it normally does. Each one of the categories, it so happened, naturally told part of the story. And so I put it to my editor fairly early on in the process, and he thought, go for it, give it a whirl. Well, at the moment, we don't know what the critics, the pre-publication critics have been very nice, but once the big boys get, particularly the academics, get to grips with it, they may think that the organization is some way not the best plan, but I think it is, and I'm relatively happy and just am crossing my fingers that the critics think
right.
so, too.
But we have Tom Brokaw on the back of your book who says, Simon Winchester never disappoints, and The Men Who United the States is a lively and surprising account of how this sprawling piece of geography became a nation. This is America from the ground up, inspiring and engaging. That's
what
pretty good.
What a nice chap he is.
Yeah,
yes.
He is.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful. And I suppose one of the basic things to say about the book is that I became an American in 2011.
Oh, congratulations.
You might be able to tell.
Well, yes, we could. I was thinking Texas, but yes.
Oh, were you really? Oh, I could speak like that if I thought my breath is horrid. But I'm not going to embarrass us at all. But this country is going through a pretty tough time, both domestically and internationally, and I feel partly that we need to take stock and say, for all the faults and for all the problems, this is a pretty remarkable experiment that has been astonishingly successful. So Americans should jolly well, that includes me, cheer themselves up and and wave the flag a bit more. And it's not a jingoistic book, but it is a book which reminds people that this is an extraordinary and very successful experiment.
That is great. How many years did it take you to compile the research and put this together?
Well, I'm fairly busy in that I try and do a book every 2.5 years. And so I allow myself a good solid year for the research and then mm-hmm. 9 months for the writing. And then the rest of it is the editing and doing all the odds and ends that go to making up the book itself. So it was a year of solid research, and which I spent quite a lot of time in and around Omaha, oddly enough.
Mm. Oh.
Because Omaha plays a very important part in the book. I mean, the beginning of the Mormon Trail, the headquarters of Union Pacific, and just up the road from you in North Platte, the largest railway classification yard in the world, and I'm a complete maniac when it comes to railways.
Railroads, huh?
So I spent a lot of time there watching trains. And
Then who knew, Jody?
No, you know, to tell you the truth, really, Simon, I don't think we knew that North Platte had the largest.
North Platte is hugely important place in America, in the American story today.
My goodness, we're Nebraskans and we did. Shame on us. It took a phone call with Simon.
From Simon.
Yes, thank you. Simon, thank God. Well, yes, of course, thank God he wrote the book, The Men Who United the States, or we would not have known.
We wouldn't have known that.
No. So, Simon, continue.
Sorry, did you?
I was going to say over the other side of the river. You have Denison, Iowa, which mm-hmm. is where Donna Reed was born.
I know.
So
mm-hmm.
That was a great place of pilgrimage for me, because who fails to love her in It's a Wonderful Life?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then just upstream from you, there's the Fort Calhoun nuclear power station, which is very important because that's where the Lewis and Clark expedition first encountered the Sioux Indians. So Omaha is in the middle of, leaving aside Offutt Air Force Base and all those other things,
wow.
And birthplace of the host of Studio 360, mm-hmm. Kurt Anderson, hugely important in the story of knitting America together. So I'm really glad to be coming.
Really? Everybody there is going to learn a lot from you about Omaha.
Well, I tell you, when I was there, I went to a number of those wonderful restaurants in that old sort of
cobblestone
district.
Yes, yeah. The old market.
Great restaurants.
Yeah, the old market. They're just wonderful. Some place called the Boiler Room or the Steam Engine or something like that.
Well, you know, it's all. What's the difference? It's six and one half dozen another. It is called the Boiler Room, and it's delicious.
Yeah, it's a French restaurant too. I mean, it's a French
buffet.
Wonderful, wonderful city.
Oh, you'll have a great. How long are you going to be here?
I think they're actually putting up overnight, so I think I'll spend a night between sheets there. But then I know I have to come back to New York, change my shirts, and then push on to somewhere else less interesting, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing compares. And so, again, nothing would even compare.
No.
Your background, and it's too bad.
It's amazing.
I mean, we will have you back because your background is so colorful. I mean, truly, from just reading that you had, you know, you have a degree in geology, and you spent, you know, a year in the mountains and Uganda and oil rigs on the North Sea, and then I'm reading that
3 months in prison as well.
Yeah, I was going to say you were arrested. And
you need to write about that.
Right,
yeah.
You don't have too many convicted felons on your program.
No,
we're working on it though.
Yeah, this is true. And then we're thinking about it. Maybe we could do another show.
With Simon. That'd be great.
Well,
I have
absolutely up for it. I'll be there.
But I have a question.
Simon,
I have to digress for a minute because I read that you met the Queen, right?
She gave me this very nice award. I've actually met her a number of times, but this was a much more formal thing where you go to Buckingham Palace with my late mother, and unfortunately she now died, and she pinned an award on me, which was jolly nice.
Oh, my goodness. Did you happen to meet Princess Diana?
I did in Hong Kong when I lived there a long time ago.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Again, as I tell you, Karen, such a colorful background that we need to have you
we
back.
We need to have you on again, Simon.
When your next book comes out, Simon, mm-hmm. you know, of course, we're touting The Men Who United the States, but when you write your next book.
About women.
The next book.
Right, about women.
About women.
Women in history. That's right. Willa Cather takes on North Platte, I'm sure.
I tell you, I read everything she wrote to prepare myself for this. In fact, beside the bed now, I'm sitting on my bed.
Maya Antonia. Well, of course it is. Willa Cather takes on North Platte. I know that's going to be his next title.
That's right.
So, again, Simon, and for our listeners, Simon is going to grace us with his presence at the Bookworm, one of our favorite bookstores.
Mm-hmm. October 19th, a week from today, 1 o'clock, right, Simon?
And you're going to be signing books.
And
I
the
said,
book?
Yeah, I'm sorry, there was a pause there. I thought you were going to say something else, but I will be signing books, yeah.
You're going back to prison? What was I saying, Simon? I don't know. I think you're such an interesting gentleman. We are so thrilled and honored that you shared your afternoon with us. And I look forward.
Karen, speaking with you.
Yes, Karen brought the book into the studio.
Right.
So
I look forward to reading it.
I'm going to read it. I love the title. I love the book. And I think it's just terrific. So nothing but best of things for you. Obviously, you have such a great past, and your future, I'm sure, looks even brighter.
We hope to see you on October 19th, Simon.
You're very sweet, and I look forward, I mean, quite seriously, because I had such a wonderful time when I was there doing research. I cannot say too much about how much I'm looking forward to coming on the 19th.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
We're looking
Simon
forward to
Winchester.
Having you. Thanks, Simon.
See you then.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
Hyundai's cost less at Todd Archer Hyundai. And right now, save even more during our model year-end closeout. The new 2014s are on their way, so we need to make room. While they last, every new 2013 Hyundai on the lot has been marked with additional discounts. Like a 2013 Hyundai Elantra GLS was $18,045, now just $14,700. Or how about a 2013 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport? Once $25,910, now only $22,700. And at Todd Archer Hyundai, we offer even more value with 0% financing and cash rebates up to $4,500. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 10 years and 100,000 miles, and Hyundai Assurance. Easy on the spot financing is available regardless of past credit history. We can even finance your tax and license. Stop by and check out our huge selection of over 120 new Hyundais, or visit us online at ToddArcherHyundai.com. But you've got to hurry. The model year-end closeout ends soon. Todd Archer Hyundai, where you always get more for less.
Must qualify for all manufacturer incentives. Rebates vary by model. Prices plus tax, title, license, CDO for details.
Dave Ramsey here. My friends at Window World promise to provide superior products and professional installation at a guaranteed low price, and they keep their promises. In a recent study, J.D. Power ranked Window World highest in customer satisfaction with windows and doors in a tie. So call Window World of Omaha for a free estimate at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW or online at windowworldomaha.com. Window World, simply the best for less. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
The Tom Becker Show on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
I try the phone out, and all of a sudden I see that Mighty 1290 Coil is following me on Twitter. Now, here's the thing about this. I didn't know that 1290 Coil had its own Twitter feed. And if I just found out, you probably don't know that either. So make sure you follow us right now at 1290 Coil.
Like the Mighty 1290 Coil on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at 1290 Coil. Tom Becker, weekdays 2 to 6 on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Omaha's stimulating conversation.
It's The Beat, supported by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, now showing Short Term 12, the drama about at-risk youth starring Brie Larson and Peter Gallagher Jr. Come see why so many people have fallen in love with Enough Said, the new romantic comedy starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus and the late James Gandolfini. Don't miss the 2013 Local Filmmaker Showcase featuring 6 films beginning Thursday, October 17th. There's Alexander Payne Presents, the fall repertoire series curated by the Omaha Native Oscar-winning writer-director. There's even more coming up at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find out more and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org. The Filmstream's Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes, or to buy tickets online. Filmstream's Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, welcome back to It's The Beat. We are joined by Ryan Thomas, who is a magician. And we were fortunate enough to have Ryan show us a card trick before
great,
we went
Jody?
On air. It was terrific.
That was amazing.
I wish that our listeners actually could see. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. So not only that, so now I'm already impressed, and we haven't even really talked to Ryan. So welcome, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, our pleasure. So Ryan is a West Coast transplant that is in Omaha but has connections to Omaha. We just found out that his grandfather is Donald Jack,
Donald
who
Jack.
Took every person I know senior
photo,
picture.
Definitely.
I know, small world.
It is a small world. So you grew up in the West Coast, and you said, hey, Omaha. What a great
So
why Omaha?
That story.
That's a great question. Creighton actually had a magic school.
Magic school.
I know. It's really, really strange. I didn't know if you guys knew about that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it actually goes by another name. It's not always called the magic school, but it's called law school.
Okay, thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. That's right. Ryan will be here all week. Try the corned beef. So you went to law school.
I did, yep.
Are you practicing
magic
attorney?
Law school?
Yeah, I just passed the bar about 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Or a month ago.
Yeah. Great. So now, are you going to, you know, like when you're filing a brief, are you going to do, okay, now let me see the docket number is?
Yeah,
what are
we
thinking?
We're going to try our best, you know.
Did you join a firm?
You know, that I'm working down in Lincoln right now with a little firm, and I'm probably going to be transitioning to something else with the whole budget cuts with the federal government.
I know.
Okay.
It's tough.
But your magic, you do your magic all around Omaha, and you
Omaha,
do it in
Lincoln,
too?
Small towns in Nebraska.
Wow.
In Iowa.
How'd you get into it, Ryan?
That's another great question. I saw a magician when I was really young, and he did a card trick at Disneyland. And I really liked it. It really appealed to me, and just couldn't figure it out in my brain. Probably kind of how you're feeling right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, we cannot figure this trick out. Yeah.
And that's kind of how I got into it. I saw it. I was like, wow.
But, you know, every kid loves magic and wants to do. But it's interesting. You pursued it, and you were doing it.
I think that's why maybe my mom really angry is because she kept spending all of her money on tricks and books and DVDs and things like that. And then eventually, you know, she's like, okay, you're going to have to start making some money. And so I got a job. My first job, I was about 12, working at a little restaurant.
So she said at 12, you're going to have to
start
making some money.
Yeah, young age.
Well, she started from young. Okay.
Yeah. And then I was making a lot more money than she thought. So then the allowance got cut. And then I had to buy all the computers and things like that that I wanted. So I think she realized that, wow, there's a lot of money in magic, so.
Like, are you constantly reading about magic and watching, you know, all the great magicians? Do you know how they do all their things?
Some of them.
Okay.
Is it
sleight of hand? I mean, really, what is, you know, I don't want, of course,
right,
I don't want
course.
To know the secret
right.
code, but I think our listeners would be interested to really find out, if they could, just, you know, one little pearl of what is it
info.
That is, yeah, I mean, what, it's is it hand-eye coordination?
Sure. I would say it's a lot of hard work. Yeah, that's probably the biggest secret.
Is it making your eyes look where it isn't?
I think everybody has like a different conception of what magic is. And for some people, it might be sleight of hand or trickery. But I think a lot what it comes down to maybe might be psychology or.
But it's fun.
It is fun.
It's really fun.
Exciting.
Because you go, wow,
absolutely.
how do you do that?
And then people, like last night, I was at a little school in Iowa. And One girl said, wow, my brain is completely blown right now. I have no idea how you did that. And I said, that's magic.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the mystique
and
of magic.
And we can see your magic every Thursday night. Where? Right?
At Grandmother's.
Grandmother's.
On 82nd
and L. Every Thursday night, 6 to 8.
Yeah, and it's really great. They have kids eat for free. So, sorry you guys won't be able to eat for free. But
You haven't checked our ID.
We're
12 and under. At least we've passed for it sometimes.
So do you go around each table and go, hey.
Absolutely. Maybe for 5 to 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little longer if they're really nice to me or really make me feel good. So maybe I'll stay a little longer. So.
Yeah, that's so nice. And so you are, I don't know too many attorneys who also
magicians.
Are magicians.
I know. It's a great combination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like fantasy and reality
combined
together.
Yeah. I mean, magically you can help, you know, some of these criminals get out of jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
By magic. That's right.
All by a card trick. Let me see. Your sentence will be, okay, now think of a number. And, okay, that's great. Is it just cards that your magic is limited to?
In the past. I often get called for a lot of, like, corporate events, and so they want me to do these big shows, and so I have to kind of expand my repertoire a little bit because I think card tricks play well for maybe like 5 to 10 people, but
the big show,
that's kind of what I'm kind of gearing up more towards.
Have you ever sawed anybody?
I have, but putting them back together,
lawyer
fees and doctor bills, just
absolutely,
insane, so.
Yeah, it gets to be really monotonous. So you were a Portland Duck, I'm assuming, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
And then when you came to Omaha to go to Creighton Law School, you just never looked back. Decided, hey, this is the place.
No,
you love it here. Huh?
I mean, people here are pretty friendly.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, they're friendly in Oregon as well.
Well, they're kind of hipsters out there.
Well, they are
hipsters.
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of dark and depressing, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It rains. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't tell our aunt that.
Yeah, it's, I know, but she lives here now.
Maybe so she should listen to this episode.
Well, you know what?
No, she does every. She's one of our five regulars.
Right? That's right. Pick. That's right, Ryan. Pick a number. How large is our audience?
Let's add
30 million.
Zeros.
I think something.
That's
add
right.
A few more.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. I think that's great. But you've appeared in, you know, so many. I'm reading kind of your background here. And
look at these places.
The places that you've been at, all
Happy
over
Hollow.
Different restaurants, and and I think it's what a great story. You know, here's a guy who is in Oregon and says, "Hey, I'm going to go to Creighton Law School, but I like cards and I like being a magician."
Mm-hmm.
And then you followed your dream in both aspects, right? To
Absolutely.
Become an attorney and
mm-hmm.
and a magician. I love the combo.
Yeah.
I know. It's
what kind of attorney are you going to be?
A good one.
I know that.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
I know that. Well, we know that because you're a good magician, too.
Well,
so if somebody wants to, you know, get you for their party or whatever, how do we do that, Ryan?
I'd probably go to RyanThomasMagic.com.
Okay. Awesome.
Or
THOMAS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magic.com. Great.
Not, you know, no magic with a J. Hey, you know, that black man.
Never
no,
like
no,
that.
I'm not into that. I don't wear
You're not a hipster.
I'm not a hipster. I don't have black fingernail polish like Chris Angel or anything like that.
No. You're more of a conservative.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, sure.
In the middle.
That's
middle.
Right.
Let's give you the middle.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
You told me you've been doing this for 14 years.
That is correct.
Ooh, you're so old.
I didn't realize
old,
that.
Right?
Yeah, you said that you're six. I said, no, I'm not. I haven't been doing it since I was six, so that's
Yeah.
Check.
Wow. Yeah, well, your grandpa, Donald Jack, would be very proud of you.
Probably.
Yeah, he would.
Hands down.
That's great.
And my parents, too. Let's not forget about
Well, let's
them.
Not forget.
And my dog.
And your dog.
Okay. His name's Fluffy.
Do you do tricks for him, too?
He does. He's actually a mind-reading dog.
Ah.
And he sometimes does tricks for me. So.
Really?
For real.
For real. Give me an example.
I got him at PetSmart. He was on sale.
And
$7.99.
Uh-huh. $7.99? Isn't $700.99?
No, $7.99.
What's his name?
Fluffy.
Fluffy!
So if you come to Grandmother's, I'll show you one of them.
I was going to say,
okay.
He's not,
six to eight.
Real for $7.99.
He's pretty real.
Well, he could be reeling some people.
Yeah.
And I want to know what they're serving at grandmother's if he's going to tell me he has a real dog for $7.99. But, hey, I'll take whatever.
You don't get to eat him.
Whatever you're taking, that's right. Well, Ryan, you're a lot of fun. And how
really?
It's just great to meet you.
Terrific, Ryan.
You know, an attorney slash magician.
Magician.
Well, how fun
a
is
that?
A
lot of fun, Ryan. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Go to grandmother's and you can see his tricks. We
Thursday
were in
night.
Awe by the trick that you performed in studio.
And
yeah,
we got
right
Michael
we
in it, too. Our producer was in the trick, too.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thanks for sharing your afternoon with us, Ryan. We wish you nothing but the best
Thanks,
of luck.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
A simple doctor's prescription can help you lose 30 pounds or more in just 4 weeks. Nothing else to buy, and you're not hungry, but the pounds just melt off your body. That's what you get with a high-tech weight loss program. 30 pounds, 30 days. Some patients lose even more because weight loss is all we do. Now high-tech will pay you $10 for every pound you lose. 30 pounds, $300. 40 pounds, $400. Call 402-453-5673 for your free consultation. That's 453-LOSE. 10 years in Omaha, rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. This is the program that works. If you started 4 weeks ago, you'd be there now. High-tech weight loss, 402-453-LOSE. High-tech weight loss, safe, fast, permanent. Evening and weekend appointments available.
Your Sunday afternoons can be the most profitable and most valuable part of your week. Invest 90 minutes with the Asking Price radio program. Join Ted Price, the Stock Babe, and Ted's merry band of financial experts as they bring you a unique perspective on the markets, finance, currencies, and more. There really is nothing like Asking Price with Ted Price. Brought to you by Allies Limited. Sunday afternoons at 1:30. Here on the Mighty 1290 Coil, Mighty 1290 Coil. MightyCoil.com and the Mighty 1290 Coil apps.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
It's The Beat, supported by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, now showing Short Term 12, the drama about at-risk youth starring Brie Larson and Peter Gallagher Jr. Come see why so many people have fallen in love with Enough Said, the new romantic comedy starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus and the late James Gandolfini. Don't miss the 2013 Local Filmmaker Showcase featuring six films beginning Thursday, October 17th. There's Alexander Payne Presents, the fall repertoire series curated by the Omaha native Oscar-winning writer-director. There's even more coming up at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find out more and purchase advanced tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org. The Filmstream's Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. Filmstream's Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Well, there's a special person in our studio.
It's not me.
No, it is you, though, Jody.
Thanks.
But this person I don't see as much. You know, she is unbelievably talented and special, and she is the founder and director of Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, and I'm especially blessed. She's my dear friend and my cousin, and I love her dearly. Hi, Rachel.
I love
hey,
you
Rachel.
Too,
don't make me cry.
That is so sweet. Let me pass around some tissues.
I love you. Okay, really.
Oh.
Well,
hey, Rachel,
you know,
how are you?
Hey, Rachel. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, and
so
Rachel,
happy to
so
be
good
here
to
with
see you.
You.
Really, I want you to go into your history a little bit of how your dream became this reality. What you have brought to Omaha is amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, a lot of it has to do with you.
No, no.
So.
No, no.
That's right. The Ruth Sokoloff.
I didn't have the epiphany.
That's right.
You had the epiphany.
She had the nice
pockets.
Yeah,
it was an epiphany. It literally was. I wanted to move back to Omaha, and I also wanted to, you know, work in film, work promoting artists that I believed in film, and I had this overnight epiphany that I would love to start a cinema tech in Omaha someday. And this was back in 2000 when I was a senior in college. It seems like so long ago now.
Wow. And then you moved to New York, right?
Chicago,
yeah. And then New York.
Yeah, well, I was going to school at University of Illinois, and then I moved out to New York City, and I lived and worked there for about 5 years and tried to get experience to do this. And meanwhile, my friends at Saddle Creek Records, their bands were doing really well, and they were kind of blowing up, and they wanted to build a concert venue in Omaha. And so when they had this opportunity to build by what was then the Quest Center, now essentially Link, they called me up in my apartment in the East Village in January 2005 and said, I think it's time for you to move home and start your thing. And so 6 months later, I came home, and we started raising money, and Karen Javich and Mark and Jen and Rachel, the Javich family, gave this gift in honor of Ruth.
Yeah, in honor of my mom. Yeah. Well, she would have been so pleased. So would my dad have been so happy.
I just wish I could have known Ruth more. And
I know.
I wish she could have come to the theater.
Yeah. She would have been there a lot.
Yeah, she is. I mean, her photo's in the lobby, and there's a painting by her in the lobby.
I know. She would have been so proud of you, Rachel.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, that means a lot. That really does. Yeah, but they gave the gift to name the theater, which launched our capital campaign, and we were able to, as a result, we ended up raising $1.7 million by the time we opened in 2007, which has really, I mean, the community has been incredibly
so supportive. Absolutely.
We've had wonderful support from foundations and corporations, but mostly individuals and families like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yours is a family foundation, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's just been, it's been really fun, and because we get so much support, we get to show movies.
Great movies.
We get to show movies from all over the world. We get to show movies from throughout history. Documentaries, independents, smaller films that wouldn't play in necessarily
Hollywood, right? Yeah, or art.
Mm-hmm. They are art.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's an art house, and and we also get to partner with different community organizations that part is really fun. And that part wasn't really part of the initial vision. That kind of came up because so many people were calling me saying, there's this film that relates to our mission. Can we show it and do a panel discussion? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of just decided to formalize that program and make it into something that we did on a regular basis. And so now we've partnered with 100 different organizations, and it's everything from Project Harmony. We've got a partnership with Kaneko coming up this week. We've got a partnership with Nebraskans for Civic Reform on this film about women in the military.
Incredible.
I mean, it's just, there's films about everything. So when you think about it, it makes so much sense that, we shouldn't just reach people who are cinephiles and movie lovers and consider themselves to be art lovers, but we can reach out to people who care about different issues based on, what films we're playing.
Right.
And then sometimes they do become film lovers.
That's right. One thing you did for me, like Mom and I taught visually impaired kids, and so one night with the visually impaired board, Nebraska Foundation, you had Miracle Worker.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
And then you had a whole panel discussion, and then there was a deaf blind person there who spoke on the panel.
Yeah, that
just
was
like
amazing.
Helen Keller. That was just
that
incredible.
Was really powerful. Miracle Worker is the story of Helen Keller with Anne Bancroft and really special
Patty
film
Duke.
From 1960, I think. Oh, yeah,
Patty Duke. I remember seeing it as a little girl. Incredible movie. But that's what you do. You bring movies back. You bring new movies. It's so inspiring.
What movies are playing currently?
Now.
Well, right now we've got an upset, which is a fun one.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Okay, so it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who is fantastic, and James Gandolfini.
Is that his last
very last movie? And he is just charming in it. I mean, it's so cool to see him as someone so different from Tony Soprano.
And she's adorable too.
She's fantastic. Yeah. And they just have really terrific chemistry. And there's a fantastic woman writer director, Nicole Holof Center, who wrote and directed it. And she has Catherine Keener starring in all of her films. And so Catherine Keener's in this one. And she just has really good dialogue. It's really smart. It's, it just feels real. It's a good, strong romantic comedy. Uh-huh. It's really good. And for people who are recently empty nested or going to be or who have gone through there's that element, too. So it's a little bit of a tearjerker for some people, too.
So how long does that play? When is that over?
It plays through October 24th.
Okay.
So,
we still have time.
Yeah, okay. There's still time. Mm-hmm. Filmstreams.org, you can see all the show times. And then we also have... right now we're doing this Alexander Payne Presents series. So this is...
He was there last week, right?
Yeah, he introduced the series last week, and he chose 12 different films to play this fall. He curated the opening series. He's been on our board of directors and really supportive from the very beginning, and he curated our opening series. He has helped curate other series at the theater. This one, we wanted to do around Nebraska because he has this new great movie coming out.
Nebraska.
Were you able to see a preview of it at all?
A preview? Oh, I haven't seen the whole thing. Okay. I've seen it's kind of... I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be really sweet.
It's in black and white.
I think it's... Yeah, it's all in black and white. Okay. And it's... I saw the end because I was in the editing room when they were working on I saw a lot of dailies. I've seen a lot of dailies from I went and visited Norfolk. So so I've seen bits and pieces of it. But everyone who's seen it has adored it. Wow. It played at Telluride, but it didn't play at Toronto. And I was at Toronto this year instead of Telluride, so I missed it. But
he's going to be here really excited for the Feature 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And when
Feature 5 is... Okay, so it's November 24th, and it's at Holland Performing
on
Arts
Sunday.
Center.
That's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and features our annual gala. So we raise about 15% of our budget through features, so it's really a big
That's
deal
great.
For us.
Yeah, because last year you have Jane Fonda.
Last mm-hmm. year we had Jane Fonda. It was
yeah.
so fun.
Oh,
we've
it was
had
great.
Steven Soderbergh, and we've had Deborah well, Winger
and Laura Dern.
Yeah, yeah, so really great guests that Alexander always invites. And this year I asked him to be the guest because he has this new movie coming out. And so he and Will Forte, who's one of the stars in the movie, who's Saturday Night Live fans know who Will
oh,
Forte
right,
is.
Of
He's
course.
Hilarious.
That's right.
He plays MacGruber, yeah.
He's yeah. the son.
I
the
took
movie.
It there. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did, Michael.
Yeah,
I
son. And then, yeah. And then, MacGruber, and then there's, sorry, no.
Dern.
And Will Forte,
and
Bruce Dern,
yeah.
who's Laura Dern's father,
yeah.
right.
and who's been acting since the 70s.
Yeah.
And he won Best Actor for Nebraska for Alexander's film at the Cannes
it.
Film Festival.
I oh, can't wait
yes.
to see him.
And everyone thinks he's an Oscar forerunner for his role in this. So I'm so excited. So all three of them are going to be here. Kurt Anderson, who's on our advisory board and who hosts Studio 360, which is a show on it's on public radio. He's going to interview the three of them, and I think it's going to be
that's
I mean, going to
be outstanding.
Really great.
So Sunday, November 24th
mm-hmm.
at night.
Mm-hmm.
And how does one get tickets?
You can go to our website, okay. filmstreams.org. You can call us up, 402-933-0259. So, yeah, and it's pretty easy. A lot of you will get invitations in the mail soon
mm-hmm.
if you're a member, you're on our list,
right.
but we already have a lot of people coming. I think we already have
right?
780
Whoa.
Or something.
Oh, you'll be
yeah.
sold out.
I'm yeah.
sure you will,
and then
you
have
here.
Something to eat afterwards. It's first the interviews, which
yeah.
is so amazing, and then there's food.
Yeah, well,
That's
you
awesome.
Can you can buy tickets to different parts of it. You can buy tickets just for the presentation, and it's $35.
Okay.
And actually, if you're a student or you're an artist or you're a filmmaker, some people give tickets to us. I'll tell this for your listeners. Some people will donate tickets to us. So if you really want to go but you can't afford it and you're a student, give us a call. We might
oh,
be able to.
Oh, that's
great.
Great.
And so they start at $0 to $35.
Uh-huh.
And then for the presentation and post-party, it's $150 for
okay.
a ticket. And the post-party, yeah, like you said, tons of food. And
oh, and it's so fun.
Wine
like last year we saw Jane Fonda running around.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Cool.
Jane came
yeah.
to the post-party. And
she
this
did.
Year we're going to have a bluegrass band and
nice.
You know, and then we'll have a DJ. It should be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and then the levels go on up because this is our major fundraiser. And
sure.
the whole goal of it is really it's about, you know, having a party that also has a presentation portion that kind of relates to our mission. It actually has some depth to it. It's, you know,
right.
talking about movies. And
right,
that's
yeah.
what we do. And
right.
so getting people to come to a party where they can kind of experience that is a lot different from other galas where there's a big auction and
yeah.
right.
they're trying to raise money there. So,
yeah.
you know, we always make the ask to our supporters, like Karen, you know, we always make the ask to give a major gift in order to, you know, host the event.
Right.
And so, and that allows us to have a really chill night, and it's very, very fun.
Yeah,
it's
so entertaining,
well,
and it's just inspiring, and it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
We thank you so much, Rachel, for bringing Filmstream, for creating your dream and bringing it to Omaha. I mean, it's amazing what you do for everyone here.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Well, thank you so much for helping me make it happen. I mean, without you believing in me, I don't know where I'd be.
I think we should have Rachel on as our feature.
Every week.
Actually, you know what? At least once a month.
Thank you for being our sponsor, Rach.
That's
what's terrific.
We always say thank you, Rachel.
We say thank you at the end of our show.
Thank
you so much. And everyone needs to go see all these great movies at Filmstream.
Absolutely. Rachel, we love you.
Love you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
See you later.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Best of luck.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
Dial Retirement Communities is senior living redesigned. Lifestyle programs and amenities at Elkridge Village, Fountain View, and Ridgewood cater to the young at heart. It's our goal to ensure our residents love the way they live. Experience one of our premier communities firsthand. Visit drcomaha.com. Dial Retirement Communities, committed to superior health and well-being, extraordinary service, and compassionate care since 1959. Love the way you live. drcomaha.com.
Hyundai's cost less at Todd Archer Hyundai. And right now, save even more during our model year-end closeout.
The new 2014s are on their way, so we need to make room. While they last, every new 2013 Hyundai Elant has been marked with additional discounts. Like a 2013 Hyundai Elant for GLS was $18,045, now just $14,700. Or how about a 2013 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport? Once $25,910, now only $22,700. And at Todd Archer Hyundai, we offer even more value with 0% financing and cash rebates up to $4,500. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 10 years and 100,000 miles, and Hyundai Assurance. Easy on the spot financing is available regardless of past credit history. We can even finance your tax and license. Stop by and check out our huge selection of over 120 new Hyundais or visit us online at ToddArcherHyundai.com. But you've got to hurry. The model year end closeout ends soon. Todd Archer Hyundai, where you always get more for less.
Plus qualified for all manufacturer incentives. Rebates vary by model. Prices plus tax, title, license, CDO for details.
Every fall, folks around here know the place to be. It's Valley's Pumpkin Patch, fun with our whole family.
At Valley's Pumpkin Patch, we're cooking up some country fun. Hand-dipped caramel apples, fresh kettle corn, giant turkey legs, melt-in-your-mouth funnel cakes, and sweet buttery fudge.
If you love food, love fun, love fall, you'll love Valley's Pumpkin Patch. Best of all, it's the best of all, fall festival. If you love food, love fun, love fall, you'll love Valley's Pumpkin Patch. Best of all.
Valley's Pumpkin Patch has something for all ages. New this year is our big slide ride, where you can race your friends to the bottom. Take a big old jump on the huge jumping pillows. See the pumpkin-eating dragon, the famous pig races, the exploding pumpkin cannon show, and 50 other attractions. Open 9 to 9 daily through October 31st, located near Gretna, Nebraska.
If you love food, love fun, love fall, you'll love Valley's Pumpkin Patch. Best of all, it's the best of all, fall festival. If you love food, love fun, love fall, you'll love Valley's Pumpkin Patch. Best of all.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Karen, what a fun show.
Jody, it was so good. Did you love Simon Winchester?
Not only was his voice so intriguing, but he was such a great interview.
And brilliant.
His background, absolutely. We could have talked to him for hours.
Forever.
Maybe we'll have him back. I think we should.
And next week he'll be a bookworm at 1.
Absolutely. Okay. So please go because he'll have a book signing.
And then
Ryan Thomas.
Yeah, he's an adorable magician. I have him at a party.
Attorney.
Yeah,
that's right. Wait, he could file so, you know, some court papers for you, and then they might disappear. You never know.
That would be great.
And then of course we always love Rachel Jacobson. It was so
wonderful
to have her.
Isn't she great?
Yeah,
she's the best. And look what she's done for Omaha. She's incredible.
And her upcoming event.
And the Film Streams Gala. It's actually called Feature 5. It'll be November 24th on a Sunday. With Alexander Payne,
Bruce Dern,
and Kurt. Kurt Anderson is the interviewer, right?
Kurt Anderson's interviewing,
yes.
Absolutely.
And that is great. And because Alexander's premiering his new movie,
yeah, and Will
Nebraska.
Forte. Will Forte will
And
also
Will
be
Forte,
there.
Yeah. He stars in Nebraska,
Night.
Too.
Yeah.
And because of Nebraska, I'm going to play my song about Nebraska called Western Town in Nebraska. So, Jody, have a fun vacation.
Thank you.
Where are you going again?
See you all next week. I'm going to L.A.
Okay. Will you tell us about the Ellen show afterwards?
Yes.
Tell us how much fun that was, okay?
I absolutely will tell you. I'll miss you guys.
I know. Miss you too, Jody.
We'll speak to you in a couple weeks.
All right. See everyone next week.
I'm from Western Town in Nebraska. Don't know why I left so long ago. All I know is this Western town in Nebraska lives in my heart and my soul. Grew up in this Western town in Nebraska, running home from school, playing ball in the street. Oh, when I see my mom, I'm gonna ask her, was life really so simple and so sweet? I'm going home where the buffalo roam, so I see my next of kin. Maybe have a gin. I'm going back to see my Uncle Jack. But most of all, can't wait to feel Mama's loving arms. South of Western Town in Nebraska, we're all family, neighbors and friends, because it's Western Town in Nebraska. It's a place where the love it rains. Yeah.